Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day that is Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And this is kind of easy today. It's a Men's Room Dealer's Choice Bad Choice Friday. All you do is go to our Twitter page of Men's Room Live and vote for Miles, Thrill, or Mike. Whoever you think picked the best tune randomly.
You know it was me.
That's who's going to be playing.
Apparently, they do know it's you. You're still sitting there as the strong favorite, and I'm not going to stop campaigning. Each and every time we do this, I get a 4 out of 4, and I'm sick of it. I bring you all great songs. The techs show it. They're like, damn, I should have gone with Mike. Don't make that mistake again. I'm on the campaign trail. Pick me. I will not steer you wrong. Wow. You will have a great time tonight if you vote for me.
Do me a favor. Don't vote for me because I just have a banger on there.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Bad Choice Friday is coming up at 5:08. But first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
A few from our question, what would you not believe if you didn't see it with your own eyes? Guys, we lived in Germany. My son was 3 years old. One day I went to the graveyard on base with him. I just wanted to see old graves. Plus, it was said to be one of Hitler's graveyards. So I got out, took my son out, started walking. We came to the entrance of the cemetery, and my son stops and refuses to move. He looked at me and said, "No, Mommy, there's bad people in there." The hair stood up on the back of my neck, and I picked my son up and ran to the car. Then we got to our home and went in. I got on the internet, and suddenly, the hair in the back lifted up and slowly came down. This has happened since we moved back. It lifted and slowly released my hair.
Yeah, that wouldn't bug me at all.
The one thing that really got to me, though, is when my brother died. He had a cockatiel, and it rarely moved or made any noises. I got my grandma to go up and talk to him. She told him that she loved him, and it was going to be okay to leave. Right then and there, he started doing the death rattle. As soon as he started passing, that bird started screaming, flapping its wings like crazy, turned itself upside down and screamed louder, and beating the wings like crazy. When he finally died, the cockatiel stopped screaming and going crazy. Damnedest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's very comforting.
Guys, I worked at a sandstone quarry in western Pennsylvania. After a thunderstorm, a waterfall would come over the high wall. We had a straight line wind event that pushed all the water back up over the cliff for 5 minutes. I also show the guys how a cup of coffee could vaporize when the temperature is low enough. I love the new segment, Would You Rather. Rock on, guys. That's from Mike.
Oh, yeah, the Would You Rather.
That's one of those weird phenomenons where the waterfall...
Yeah, it goes the other way.
That is crazy. Guys, I worked at a... let's see here. Got that one. Guys, I spent many years using heroin. This is from the gentleman I saw going to town on himself for seemingly forever.
Yeah.
And the heroin makes it, for some reason, super hard to complete the job. It took me 8 hours straight of tugging on my little buddy, and I barely finished.
8 hours?
Anyway, Positive Friday.
That is commitment, man.
Yep.
Good God.
Saw with my own eyes. Guys, my sister has confirmed that ghosts can range from good to bad. I saw this lovely spirit with my own eyes. My friend's sweet white wolf hybrid just died. Next evening, I'm sitting on an outdoor cafe with a heavy heart, randomly looked down to the right, and she appeared to me. Then vanished. It was a quiet, beautiful moment that I still cherish. Positive Friday. That from Holly. Guys, back in the fall 2019, I was headed north to work on a job in Everett. Went by the old cannery warehouse in Sumner. Then got onto West Valley Highway. Jesus Christ, you from California? Makes a couple of S-curve turns before going on a straight road. It was 4 a.m. and cold, wet and raining. As I turned the last left-handed S-curve, I saw a small to medium black shadow figure squatted down. It stood up, turned, and looked at my headlights and scampered across the 12-foot-wide road in 3 jumps. I immediately stopped and got out, looked back to what I saw. It was gone. I sat in my truck for a few minutes replaying that scene in my head over and over. It was was it a juvenile Sasquatch? I still see the same thing in my mind as I'm writing this. Something's out there. I know what I saw. That from the Elk Plain Drifter.
See, white people.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the key there was I saw this weird thing scamper across the road. I stopped my truck to see if I could find it.
Right.
Yeah.
Nah. And a brother's vehicle, like, keep going. Do you see that? Yeah, keep going.
It's because we care, Steve.
Yeah, you go ahead and care. I'm not playing that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Okay, let's see. On to the birthday request. What do we got here? Guys, wishing a happy belated birthday to my husband, as I forgot to send it in yesterday.
Uh-oh!
Well, it's not his birthday today.
Yeah.
That's a tragedy.
Did you totally forget his birthday, Ashley?
Right?
Ashley.
Look, if you forget to show up to court for a date, you can't show up the next day and say, hey, I was supposed to be here yesterday.
He says he's the best girl dad to her 2 daughters.
I believe it.
I'm sure.
Yeah. I don't know how
he sounds like a great dude.
He's put up with her craziness for 15 years.
And that your forgetfulness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand what he's going to put.
I mean, I'd have given him a shout on his birthday, but.
I mean, that's the way to do it.
Right.
You know.
For such a great guy.
Guys, my longtime buddy Ellis is turning 65 on Saturday. Can you wish him a great day on Friday?
Miles, do you want to come in tomorrow and try that again?
I mean, we don't do a show on Saturday, so
we
we do at 9 o'clock.
But
right?
Wait, there's more from six to nine.
Six to nine. Yes, I listen every Saturday morning.
Yes, you do.
That's how I knew that.
That's right.
No, we don't do that. Well, we don't do birthdays when it's not your birthday.
Look, the fun of having your birthday on the weekend is your birthday's on the weekend.
You got a 3-day weekend. You're good to go. Guys, I'd love to wish my son, Johnny Ray, a very happy 18th birthday.
Johnny.
How about a couple of shotgun blasts from Thrill? What the F is that, bro? No Coach Ted today, so we can't do that. Lots of love, Mom. Lots of love from Mom, Ray Jean, Dad Ted, and his sibling, River. Get!
Whoops.
Clicking on all cylinders today.
Get!
Ted's gone.
Get.
Now we're playing porn music.
Get what the f*** is that, bro?
That's the match game.
Yeah.
That is, in fact, the match game. Isn't it right?
You couldn't get down to that song. Like, I understand it's the match game. Like, I turned on Game Show Network, and this song was always on. Love it, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I forget who the host was. Great, great game show host.
See, I want to eat tacos.
Gene?
Was that Chuck? No, Gene Wild?
No.
Does this make you want to eat tacos? With a trumpet?
Oh, the horn section. Okay, wait.
Gene Rayburn,
yeah.
Dude, he was great. Loved him.
Okay. Patolos, hopefully I'm not too late. I want to put in a birthday request. Today I turned 45. Can I get a kidfish sandwich, a big old bong rip, and the dirty German to tell me what to look forward to in my late 40s? Lots of love, guys. That from Shelley.
Fish sandwich.
Smelly Shelley.
With a big old belly.
How in the hell did you get a boyfriend?
Make your butt shake like jelly. Yeah, Shelley, this is what you can expect in your late 40s. Lots of knee pain. But not because you're getting older, but because the dirty German is coming over and I prefer to stand. Yeah.
Hello, guys. I want to do a birthday shout out to one of our favorite people in the world, Dustin. We hope he has an amazing birthday. So can we get a fish sandwich and a your penis is too small? Thanks, guys. That from Courtney and from Eric.
A filet of fish sandwich.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Think about a couple extra emails. Olivicholas, first off, Saturday at the Black Raven Brewery in Woodinville. Awesome. Great Ola Days Porter top of my holiday beer list now. So after listening to you guys talk about these Uncrustables, I got off work, ran to Costco, and bought a box. I let two thaw for the guy and me. OMG. It is a party in your mouth. Thanks for the new weight that I'm about to gain. Love you guys, and see you at Live Night. That from Angie and the guy.
Oh, Angie and Guy, right on. Sir, that's the first couple I ever married here in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
And they're still together.
So they told me about it.
Yeah, I did something right.
Mike, did you eat an Uncrustable today?
Yes, I did.
I did, too.
They were delicious.
Yes, they were.
I forgot they were here, so I came on with lunch.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, the Miles brought it up, and the thing is, I'd already eaten. Somebody's like, man, I'm going to get
an Uncrustable. What did you have in there? Like a burrito the size of a baby? What the hell did you make?
That was a chicken salad sandwich the size of a baby.
Okay. Ooh.
With added bacon.
Man, I never go that route. I need to.
With chicken salad?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, I had some in the fridge, and I'm like, you know what, dude? It's just
did
good.
Did you make
eating.
It or did you buy it?
Oh, it was purchased.
Did okay. Did you try a crust off yesterday?
I did try the crust off.
That's right.
And like Ted said, man, you wouldn't spit it out of your mouth.
No.
It's actually very good. It's just Uncrustable. Clearly the superior.
Absolutely.
Okay. Double extras. Game changer for me with the Uncrustable. You can take it out of the freezer and put it in the toaster. Thanks, guys, for your amazing show. We've heard everything from toasting it to French toasting it in a pan to air frying it.
Apparently, you can do anything you want to these.
Why don't you put it on the grill? No one's done that. You could do a grilled Uncrustable.
We could dedicate a channel to the different ways that we could make it
Uncrustable. My God. Have you boiled one yet? Let's hear.
Nice.
Happy hour refund, it says.
Oh, no.
Ola, I just listened to the happy hour, and you didn't play the captain birthday joke that got dumped from earlier in the week. Please put it on the next week's happy hour. I was looking forward to it all week, and you let me down. I love you guys. Is that from the meter reader in Monroe?
Was not the only message that we got on that subject.
We will we'll put that on there next week.
Then you hooked someone up though, right?
That same person.
Oh, that person.
Yeah. Right, well, you know, they issued a refund, and so I refunded them their money that they paid for the app.
Yes,
to be there within 2 to 3 business days.
What is that?
Because I am the customer service expert, and every job that I've ever done, I have always been the customer service guy, and I went
until
the extra
you didn't
mile.
Save that one little girl at the pool and got fired. When you're a lifeguard,
she was fine. It was the chemicals that was the problem.
I think we need to go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Pushy Prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the porta potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy pushy wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
3 times fast.
Pushy Prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the porta potty to pop his
Pop that thing. Wow, Steve Miggs, not good. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Idly night, I don't know you. You had to get up this morning and be on the Daily Mix Morning Show because your fantasy football team lost. We have a little challenge going on, and the loser has to appear on the other person's show.
That's correct. You and I are killing it, brother.
We're doing really well. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
I'm just here as an observer.
I don't know if you saw that, Miles, but your pick of Ja'Marr Chase, you know, you and I went back and forth on the draft.
Sure,
you picked Ja'Marr Chase. He got us 55 points last night.
Damn.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a good start to next
that's
week.
A damn fine start.
Yes, it is.
God, it's a good point, man.
But you guys,
you guys have already jumped out to a Hey, my boy Will Levis is playing.
That's
tonight.
Right. Move out.
So, he can't be worse than what's his face. Minshew.
I don't know, man.
Gardner Minshew got two points.
He got zero.
So Mike and I are on a team, all right, and Steve and Ted are on team. The way we did the rules were you had to take. You had to pick from the four worst quarterbacks.
Statistically from the year before.
In the draft, and the four worst defenses?
We went the eight worst quarterbacks and the eight worst defenses. That way we could always have a starter and a backup.
All right, so Sarah is, who's Danny?
Sarah and Taryn are the touchdown tacos.
Okay.
And they slayed
And then
this
Steve
week.
And Danny are the...
Buoy buddies.
All right. And Steve, your team lost this week.
Yeah, so 90 pounds of D.
Okay. We are the Big Black Hawks, correct?
Correct. Thank you for that name,
And
Miles.
We are... we're in the lead?
Oh, yeah. Oh, right, yeah, sweet. By a long shot.
So, Steve, since you were the loser and your teammate is out of town, it's your chance to try a little Ted versus the FCC. And since Steve lost last week, Migs, you do the same FCC that he attempted.
Okay. All right.
And it had a little bit to do with our party up in Woodinville, Black Raven. We had the porta potty from Honeybuck and all that. So it goes something like this. Pushy, prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the porter party porta potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy pushy wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
Damn.
It is just that easy.
Not every
just
day that you have easy. To. Miles is walking on eggshells through that one time through.
This one's tough.
That's
man.
A rough
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
All right. Pushy prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the porter party porta potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy pushy wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
Three times fast.
Pushy prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the porter party porta potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy pushy wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
One.
Pushy prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the porter party porta potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy pushy wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
Two.
Pushy prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the porter party porta potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy pushy wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
Ah.
Boom, bitches.
You are never playing that game again. Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Tech Hunter, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A recent study found that men who obsess over likes and comments on their social media posts were more likely to show signs of muscle dysmorphia.
Boo. Muscle dysmorphia. What does one have to do with the other?
basically you are fighting for the approval of the people that follow you. Again, I'm thinking for people that I don't know actually what they're thinking, so I apologize for this if I'm getting this wrong. But muscle dysmorphia, if it's anything like body dysmorphia, you are looking inside the mirror and you're seeing something that doesn't exist.
I got you.
You know, my abs need to get tighter, my obliques need to get, you know, everything needs to get shaped up properly. You basically become a nitpicky bodybuilder on yourself.
Well, here's the thing. Every guy I know, we could probably stand to do that.
Yeah, we could all
tighten up a little bit.
But this thing's almost chemical is the problem that, you know, with muscle dysmorphia there. And there's been many a study, and Ted's talked about it with the Social Dilemma, I believe is the documentary there, of just basically social media is changing our brain chemistry in that.
Oh, for sure.
It is like a drug getting likes and comments and shares on all of your posts. So, you know, I'm doing this. I'm starving myself. I'm working out three times a week. I'm doing this regimen, and it's getting me more likes. It's getting me more comments.
Back to the popularity contest.
Absolutely, 100%.
And also, if you've done that for a while, you know, the post that you did not think anyone would care about,
God,
is the one that gets the most people who pay attention to it.
Yes.
And the one that you think is great, no one cares.
And it's the smallest influences. I shouldn't say it's the smallest influences, but it's the weird things that you do. My best post on X, formerly Twitter, to this day, I got a pizza. I ordered a pizza. This was like 5 years ago at this point, and I ordered it specially made because I had watched the movie Deadpool, and it sounded like a great combination.
What was it?
Pineapple and olive.
He
mentions pineapple and olive. I like pineapple on pizza. I love olives. I'm like, that actually sounds like a great combination. I order that pizza.
I like chocolate. I like tuna, Mike.
I take a photo of it. I posted up on Twitter, and I tagged Ryan Reynolds. I was like, inspired by Deadpool and Ryan Reynolds, I got the pineapple and olive. He liked the post.
Uh-huh.
That thing had 100,000 freaking likes.
Wow, that's all you need.
A handful
that's
of all comments. You need. I was like, I did it. I made it. My man has recognized me, and the people followed.
If Ryan Reynolds is going to like something you did, probably going to get a lot of
likes.
That's
still my crowning achievement. I was on Ryan Reynolds' radar for a scroll. That's all I got. Let's go.
That's all right.
You can lower your risk of high blood pressure with as little as 5 extra minutes of exercise. For Steve the Thrill Hill, that's 5 minutes of exercise.
Push-ups.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you're doing
they don't take 5 minutes.
Where are you at, though, now?
I'm still hovering around 40.
Still can't break the 40.
I might be able to, but I'll be honest with you, man. It's at this point, it sounds stupid. Like, you get bored.
Yes.
I think I could probably maybe push up 45, maybe even 50. I don't know. But by the time I get to 40, like, I'm just
you're
tired
kind
of
mentally
doing,
wore
I mean,
yourself
you,
down.
Yeah, mentally. Like, you definitely get the burn in your arms. It's not that. But, like, I know I could go on, but I'm just like,
You know what, man to man, push it one time. Next time you do it, man,
I'll start doing it this weekend. I'll just like go until your arms give out. But
that's right.
So hovering around 40, which makes me super happy because when I started this crap in April or May, I think it was.
Yeah.
You know, it's me and a bunch of other grown men, and we're just talking about how out of shape you get as you get older. We all drop down to do push-ups. I think I put down 7. Right?
Gotcha.
And that was so humiliating to myself. Like, in mind,
7.
I was in the middle of the road of all the guys. Yeah. We're all like, this is effing ridiculous. So we said, all right, man, do push-ups every day.
You probably do this already to some capacity. Aim for 60.
Yeah, well, I always try to go 5 or 10 higher than my initial goal. And the same thing I tell my kids. Like, and I got this from my mother when I was in school. Because she's like, your grades suck. And I'm like, I'm just trying to get a 70. She's like, okay, well, here's the problem. You're stupid. Why don't you try to get a 100, and maybe you end up getting an 85?
Correct.
Because if you go for 70, you're getting a 55.
So, Mike, here's my litmus. I've been in the gym 5 days this week.
Atta boy. Okay.
I have never not sat on a machine where I didn't have to move the pin for less weight. So whoever was there before me on every single machine,
monster.
I've never had to, ooh, I need more weight than the last person here. Has not happened.
Do you feel like mildly humiliated with it? You're hoping no one's looking.
Well, I got on after a girl who weighed 105 pounds.
Oh, God.
I know.
Well, I wouldn't smell that seat.
Ladies' legs are incredible, dude.
Yes, they
are.
Have
leg strength that does not
on the,
quit.
On the inner thigh stuff.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
You know those machines where you put your legs in and you bring them together and you spread them apart?
I'm convinced that's
why
dominate.
They dominate that.
I'm convinced that's why man spread. I think we have that outside thigh muscle. That thing's great. The inner one that gets us to close those things, I think that's weak as hell on us.
Probably, but I mean, think about it too. Like, if a guy crosses his legs, typically the ankle's resting on the knee.
Yeah.
A woman could put her knee pits on top of the other knee, and as they do, like, I'm crushing my testicles.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Look, Dude, I've been on so many planes over the last few years, and every time I watch, I think it's Alaska Airlines, every time I watch a movie on there, they give you that little Alaska ad that's on there. Or maybe it's Delta, I don't know, but they've got this new economy, which gives you extra space, and the commercial has this dude who's on there, and he's like, my God, I've got so much room, I'm about to, and then he crosses his legs. Oh, man, look at all the room I got. I'm like, what dude is crossing their freaking legs on a doggone plane? Yeah. I would be uncomfortable as hell. I would die if this was the situation.
I'd be glad to have that room, but what I'm not going to do is cross my legs.
No! I'm going to just, you know.
Exactly.
Sit out
slide
a little
down more.
Come on. Jeez, a whiz. A Chinese rover found evidence of ancient oceans on Mars.
Of course.
Well, congratulations. Yes. So did every other rover that's been there.
All you got to do is look at the topography. It looks just like Arizona.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no mystery here. There's no water there either.
Didn't they find water on Mars like 10 years ago?
Well, the
they
crystals.
Found evidence.
Yes.
That the water, they're like, yeah, so, I mean, like, that's kind of the known
right.
thing.
So what makes it an ocean is where I'm at. Steve, you're the astro guy. Well, we found water on Mars, or at least we found evidence of water on
sure.
Mars. Now we've got an ocean.
You know what? Maybe okay, that's what it is. The difference is an ocean. Right, so one thing that they found there, just based on erosion and knowing how water behaves, period, they definitely figured out rivers, a couple of lakes. So I guess maybe their big thing, not that there was water on Mars, we figured that out, but that there's an actual ocean versus the rivers.
All right.
Yeah. Well, also, too, you got to remember, the sun is burning. So yes. It was much brighter, you know, millions of years ago.
Yes.
And Mars was the inhabitable planet just based on the heat and the proximity to what the sun was doing. So it makes total and complete sense if you look at the spectrum of any solar system that as the sun, one day, guess what? Venus
is going to be inhabitable.
Might be inhaboitable.
And Venus will not be inhabitable.
Well, it's a gaseous planet.
That's a whole other thing. But yeah, with Mars, they said its problem was basically it bled its atmosphere out. And as your atmosphere goes away, everything on the ground is going to start evaporating.
You guys ever go down this mental rabbit hole where, like, if we dig on Mars, are we going to find, like, bodies buried in there? Are we going to find skeletons? Like, there was a whole civilization.
We're going to find a lot of stuff.
I mean, that's what they're looking for. I don't think they're going to find skeletons, per se, but they want to find even microbial life.
Right.
Would be a huge thing. Just go, like, then it's kind of everywhere. Right. So that's more or less what they're looking for. If they found a skeleton, they would
freak out. You know what they're going to find? I guarantee you.
Your lost sock that you can't find in the dryer. There's a place on Mars that has
they
that
all
sock
go to Mars.
This is
all we found in West Virginia. Fossils of horseshoe crabs. They're everywhere.
No kidding.
We used to find them in the Appalachian Mountains when they would blow out the side of a mountain for a strip mine or for highways.
Go look for a rock.
Seriously, horseshoe crabs were everywhere over the mountains.
Oh, my God.
I mean, in previous
They've
lives.
Been around
sure,
for a long time,
yeah,
man.
That was
That's
the one.
Wild, man.
And those little weird beetle things.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not beetles, but they look like little maggots, but they have a hard shell.
Yeah.
But they're bigger than a maggot.
Little arthropods.
Yeah, thank you.
There we go. Steve.
You know, bigger than a maggot. Luckily, Mike's here. An arthropod.
Arthropod.
One of them. I'm in West Virginia, man. Look at this bug.
It's in the cold, damn it.
It's a tick.
You ever heard of Homer Hickam?
Yeah. October Sky.
He's our guy. I love that movie.
Yeah.
We watched it every...
The book's better.
We watched it every October.
The book's better.
In Boy Scouts.
Yeah. We used to shoot off Testes rockets all the time in the ironic name.
Testes rockets.
Testes rockets.
We wanted to call it penis.
You build that thing for months, man, and then next thing you know, like in 5 seconds, it's in a tree and you'll never see it again.
Steve, we are coming to the end of what week, my man?
Week number full 1.5 of November. I have absolutely no idea.
You're right. It's Drowsy Driving Prevention Week. And know what? We want to keep people safe out there.
The Men's
Wake Up!
The Men's Room Top
10 tips to avoid drowsy driving. 328,000 crashes, 109,000 injuries, and about 6,400 fatalities per year as a result of drowsy driving. To all you punks out there that think you can make it, it's just a few more miles. Listen here, fella. What if Daddy never makes it home to little Susie's ballet recital because of you, you worthless puke?
Jeez.
You want to live with that for the rest of your life while you're rotting somewhere deep in the bowels of hell behind a steel door where you get 3 squares a day for the rest of your pathetic life? Positive Friday.
Jesus. Was his dog killed by a drowsy driver? What the hell?
I don't know.
Man, if you start fading, pull over.
No kidding. 100%.
Because before you know it, you think, it's like trying to get your mom off the couch when she's watching TV and falling asleep. Mom, you're falling asleep. I'm resting my eyes. I'm still listening.
Right.
No, you're not. You're falling asleep. Go to bed.
Right. Not while you're driving. Pull over. It's okay. You'll be fine. These are 10 tips to avoid drowsy driving. Bottom of the list, they say take care of your health.
Well, sure.
Right. If you're experiencing regular troubled sleeping, consult your doctor to see what could be causing the problem. Sometimes minor symptoms of fatigue can be a sign of greater health issues such as sleep apnea or narcolepsy. Also, just taking care of your health in general, you will sleep better at night. Whether it's dieting, whether it's exercising.
Sleep. It's just that I keep doing it behind the wheel.
Right. Avoid alcohol and medications that cause drowsiness.
Well,
there's a reason why they say don't take this if you're about to operate heavy machinery. Your car counts as heavy machinery.
And I know not to drink and drive.
Right.
It's pounded in every leg. That's a decision you made, but right. You know why they say not to.
That's part of it. Not only, one, your reaction time is down. Two, you can't quite see right. And three, you get tired.
Right.
You fall asleep while driving. I think half the reason, you know, why the drunk driver, you know, is totally fine in the accident.
Because he's relaxed.
Right. Yeah. He falls asleep.
He was not aware he's going to crash.
No. He blinks and all of a sudden he's at the scene of a crash.
Right.
Drink a caffeinated beverage. For a quick fix, pull off the road and pick up a coffee, tea, soda, or energy drink at a gas station. But remember that it takes about a half hour for caffeine to enter the bloodstream, and it might not help you much if you already consume it on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes just stopping for a minute to peruse the aisles is all you need to kind of get that little energy back.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need. These are 10 tips to avoid drowsy driving. They say listen to engaging radio programs. If you're driving alone,
We just lost half our listeners.
I gotta turn this off.
I'm listening to Mike. I'm out.
Falling asleep. But podcasts, I feel like, are one great thing. Talk shows are 100% another great thing.
Sure.
Listening to just straight music.
Oh, I'm good on that. That pumps me up.
What music are you listening to that pumps you up, Miles?
Man, I'm a big
like, you got your phone out there.
I'm a big EDM guy.
You're EDM guy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, I am. In the car, hell yeah. Yes.
It works though, man.
That's how Miles makes it all the way down.
I listen to the high school kid station every once in a while just to get that pump on.
I love it. Take a quick nap. Not while you're driving, but if you're driving alone and feeling sleepy, pull off of the road to a safe place to take a quick nap. If it's late at night, consider pulling into a hotel to stay overnight. Start fresh in the morning. There's rest stops all up and down the highway. I'm assuming that if you are in a space where it's like fathomable for you to take a nap, you're going by a rest stop at some point. Make it there.
Sure.
My old man, we used to an auction out in Spokane once every other month or something like that. And we would get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, drive out to Spokane, be able there to do the auction at 11 o'clock in the morning. We're driving back at 2 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He's falling asleep while driving. I had to hit him every single damn time to get us to switch seats so that we could get home alive.
Yeah. How would you let me drive back, Dad?
I got this, dude. The thing is that, you know, he would start out driving in the early in the morning, and while I'm trying to catch some Z's in the passenger seat, he's talking to me because he's fresh awake too, and he just wants to talk about, you know, shooting the breeze and all that on the way home. No. He falls asleep in the passenger seat. Nice guy. Switch off with a buddy. Kind of like what we just did there. Drive with the passenger, whatever you can, to help yourself stay awake. If you're concerned about getting sleepy behind the wheel, ask your passenger to start up a conversation. Take turns driving every couple hours. My sister and I, we actually did a road trip to see my cousin graduate down in California. It's 12 hours to get from Enumclaw down to Dixon, California.
All right.
12 hours. So we started at 6 o'clock at night when we drove because we got off of work and all that.
All right.
And we showed up at Dixon at 6 o'clock in the morning. We switched the lights at least 2-3 times in that moment.
I can believe that, man.
Just every few hours, we're trying to switch back and forth, just trying to stay awake. This is going to be shocking, but a tip to avoid drowsy driving. Avoid driving late at night.
Well, yeah.
There is something about driving it. Now, unfortunately, I kind of like it because it's very relaxing. It feels great just kind of having the street lights just go by you one by one, having all the nice, calm brake lights right ahead
of
you.
But the lights coming by on the reflectors on the road and all that stuff, it's kind of like night driving.
I was going to say, but that kind of lulls me.
Like Atari night driving.
Yeah.
You're like, oh no.
Like, I kind of just want to sit in the passenger seat and I'll fall asleep like a baby in that situation. However, not while you're driving. Go ahead and, you know, try to avoid it if you can. One that's not on here, be careful on long drives in the snow.
If it's snowing, you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
For whatever reason that, you know, you remember that old, old screensaver back when computers did screensavers.
Yeah.
Where it would have like the galaxy flying at you, the stars were flying at you.
Oh, yeah, you could fall asleep to that thing.
Hell yeah, dude.
Exactly. Same thing with snow, man.
Well, also, don't go on long trips in the snow. If it happens, figure out plan B.
Yeah.
Don't plan that. I want to go on a long trip in the snow.
Let's go on a long trip.
No, don't do that.
Don't be in a rush. No matter what, man, just don't be in a rush. There's no reason for that. In order to save time for those spontaneous roadside jaunts, allow yourself some extra time. Not only does being in a rush make you less likely to take the driving brakes that you need, it also puts you at greater risk of accident and injury.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
for sure.
Take frequent driving brakes. I feel like that's not something that we practice enough in this country, but take advantage of those rest stops, man. They got them there. No matter what, I don't care if it's just going home from work. Take a second. Stretch your legs real quick. We all sit in traffic. We all hate it. There's people that are listening to me right now that are stuck in traffic. Take a second. Find a spot to stop. Stretch. Kind of get some energy back into your bones.
Take advantage of the rest stops.
Text just came in, and I appreciate this text. Thank you for this. It says, if you feel drowsy on a longer drive, listen to comedy like The Men's Room.
Yes.
Used to listen to it on long cross-country drives for fire assignments. I've never seen anyone sleep and laughing their ass off.
There was a one Christmas where my grandmother forgot her CPAP machine at home. Now, I was in Enumclaw. She lived in Winlock, which, if you know where Winlock, Washington is, Chehalis. It's south of Chehalis.
Geez, sorry.
Right. But I don't care about going on long drives. It's 10 o'clock at night, or rather, it's like 8 o'clock at night, something like that. I'm going to drive on down to Grandma and Grandpa's house, get her CPAP machine, and bring it back. I listen to stand-up comedy routines the entire way down and back. Because,
you listen intently, and you laugh. Yeah.
And you have a great time the entire way. It makes for a very, very, very fun drive. Highly recommend it. But this is the number one tip to avoid drowsy driving. It's going to shock you, boys.
Get a lot of sleep.
Get a good night's sleep. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Wow.
One of the best pieces of advice to avoid drowsy driving is to get a good night's sleep. If we could, we wouldn't be drowsy while we're driving.
Right.
So thank you for including that on the list. A large ball python went on the missing in North Carolina, and you will never believe where she ended up, Miles.
Where did she end up there, Mike?
All about it at 5:50.
All right. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to the weekend of drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, we toast the veterans and active service members of the United States military. Look, it's Veterans Day weekend this weekend. Veterans Day is on Monday. On Sunday, the Marines will celebrate their 249th birthday. Hell, my father's a vet, as well as countless cousins, uncles, aunts. We got JBLM right down the road. And proceeds, of course, from our beer, sausage, and salsa go to the Fisher House, which serves military and veteran families. So today, we don't want to just say thank you, as everyone says, but first, of course, thank you. But today, we just want to toast you, man. It's Veterans Day weekend. There's a reason why we have the holiday, man. And for all the service that you put in, every store said, you know what? They wanted us to have a sale. We know that you joined the military so the retailers could sell things at a discount price for 1 weekend. Hey, mission accomplished, guys. Whatever else you've done, that's not the important thing. The important thing is that right now you can get a mattress for less than it normally would cost. Washer and dryer. There you go. But hey, man, thank you guys. But we're toasting you today, man. So I know you guys drink. Don't act like you don't. So if you're down to JBLM, wherever you are, just raise that pint that you're hiding from the CO. And here we go. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola bitola.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. Men's Room by Dealer's Choice, Bad Choice Friday. You simply pick a member of the song that you think picked the best tune. That's the song that's going to be played. So it's between myself, Thrill, and Mike. Mike, I know you did a lot of campaigning.
I did.
How was the voting?
I was just trying to get out of third place, Miles, and I came within 0.6 of getting out of third place. But I didn't do it. So unfortunately, I made third place. So let me just give you guys a little bit of a teaser of what it is that you were missing when you didn't vote for me. Where the hell did I put that? I know it's somewhere.
Probably deleted out of the system.
No, it I even know left. It's here yeah, somewhere,
you can't
dude.
Be in there. This song
this
sucks.
This isn't okay. Oh, I know where I put it. It's down here. Okay, so here's what you guys missed out on by not voting for me. I'm blue, I'm the need, I'm a die. This is a turn-of-the-century song. Came out in 1999. Eiffel 65. This song was everywhere when I was younger, man.
I don't know if I know this. You don't know this song?
I don't think so.
Dude, it was everywhere.
It was everywhere. This would be a song you would love, my honor.
You like EDM? This
yeah.
is it.
Yeah, right.
This started the EDM revolution.
Okay. So I guess I was in second place.
Yeah, that's right. At 27.9%. Miles, what did you leave the
force
with?
I went with D-Light. I figured we'd all dance. Oh, yeah.
Which means with a resounding 45%
Jesus.
Of the vote.
Got our asses kicked.
People decided that the funk master, Steve the Thrill Hill, was going to bring us all the great tunes on a Bad Choice Friday.
Welcome to the weekend. You are listening to the Men's Room. 99.9 KISW Seattle.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.